You've got this. I've got this.
Booyah!
Oh, yeah, we do. Welcome to Sticky Pickles.
Have you ever found yourself stuck in a pickle? Knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now?
I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria. And this is Season 2, Episode 2 of Sticky Pickles. Tidy Whiteys and Strange Scribbles.
All right, Maria, you kick us off this week. Tell me about Tidy Whiteys.
Okay, so I want you to imagine you are Tyrone and you are the head of HR at 200 person company.
Okay, I'm pretty important. I'm like the bee's knees.
Yeah, it's the middle of the pandemic. You know the one. Not the 1918 flu pandemic.
Do you know, right now, I am wearing a badge that someone gave me, and it says 2020 on it, and then there's, like, you know, a 5-star rating with only 1 star, and it says, very bad, would not recommend.
I ordered myself a Christmas ornament of a 2020 dumpster fire.
Oh, I need to do that. I'm going to cover my tree with, fuck you, 2020!
Link in the show notes. So you're Tyrone, you're the head of HR at a 200-person company. So, and it's a pandemic, which means everybody's working from home. And your job as head of HR, well, you have many, many jobs.
You're thinking there's not going to be that many sexual harassment suits that I have to deal with.
Well, right. But everybody being virtual leads to some, you know, some new dilemmas that I don't think Tyrone expected when he was taking management classes for HR.
Oh, okay. I'm eating my popcorn.
Well, everybody now has to be like a Zoom expert. Mm. And Zoom is the video web chat platform that a lot of us use. I'm explaining this in case somebody actually doesn't know. But
no,
like,
they know. Everyone fucking knows, no?
Yeah, but like if somebody's listening to this in the future because we've been unearthed in some sort of amazing time capsule.
We were chosen. Yeah, our podcast was chosen to be in the Earth time capsule of meaning.
Listen, it's my headcanon, okay? It makes sense. So everyone's become like a Zoom expert.
Okay.
And as head of HR, often for like company-wide meetings, Tyrone is the one who's like sort of like the show engineer. Like, remember going to places in person? Remember what that was like?
No.
If you ever went to like a live show, way in the back, usually up in like a little box at like a theater show, you've got everybody who's coordinating all the behind the scenes stuff, like the lighting director, the sound director, and they always have like headsets and they're engineering all the magic in the background, like all the moving pieces.
Right, right.
And that's basically like Tyrone's job on Zoom now. Is well, not his only job, but like, you know, you have to monitor what's going on in the chat, making sure nobody's being inappropriate, making sure that, you know, when the CEO is speaking, that he is appropriately highlighted during.
Jilly's not ripping her shirt off. Yeah.
It's really funny that you mentioned that. So one of, it's like you anticipated where I was going next. So one of Tyrone's new roles, he's like, I did not sign up for this, but it's his job now. Is to keep an eye on what's going on in the chat, because at his company, they have like weekly all hands meetings where all 200 employees sign in and are on video so they can all see each other. And that's a huge unwieldy Zoom call. Like everybody's browser's like,
ah! There's a lot of little squares with tiny little faces all
little
over
tiny
the place.
Little Brady Bunching. Everybody's going super duper crazy. And it's not unheard of for some folks to do inappropriate things, or, you know, if somebody's kid comes on, or whatever, like, you name it. So Tyrone's there monitoring the tiny little squares of people's faces, and he sees in a square, he's like, I don't think I'm seeing what I'm seeing, but he's like, I'm pretty sure that guy's taken off his pants.
Let me zoom in. How do I pin that one?
And he's looking, and he's like, I think that guy's taken his pants off. Those are underwear. Those are definitely tidy whiteys. That guy is in his undies and all the company can see him. And immediately Tyrone's amazing trigger finger kicks that guy out of the meeting.
Oh, because Tyrone's, of course, the HR boss. Yes. He's like the guy that used to go around the movie theater. Remember them? When I was a teenager, that's where you'd go, right? It was dark. You'd be there with your, you know? And then you'd have this frickin' old guy with a flashlight. Kind of like You know, stops your smooching in the back row type thing. So that's basically Tyrone's job.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, you can very efficiently sexually harass the entire company at once, right? So, yeah. And he doesn't want to get 200 lawsuits.
Yes.
Right. So,
that's okay. I didn't think about that. Of course.
It's bonkers, right? So it's like, it's very efficient now. You can be a total predator very quickly and easily.
Oh my God.
So you're Tyrone and you're sitting there being like, what did I just see? Why was this person doing that?
Okay, but tidy whities are not rude. I mean, there is a guy that used to work at a company that you and I both worked at. This guy once came in the shortest shorts you've ever seen, flip-flops, an open shirt. And that's it. Mm. That is it. For an Englishman, that is a rare thing.
Well, I was going to say in America, that's just Friday. So that's... Yeah, he was like, I just got back from California. I'm really vibing. Like, so if you're Tyrone and you just saw that, like, okay, tidy whities are not full nudity. He didn't give the guy a chance to go any further. But you're the head of HR. And you just saw this, and presumably a bunch of other people saw that too. What would you do?
Yeah, you should frickin' fire his ass. No, you can't fire his ass. He's in his own house. I think you need to rewrite the contractual rules saying that no one can be harassed by a video call snafu.
Was it a snafu, or did he do it on purpose? We don't know.
Okay, but don't you think we should assume that he probably didn't do it on purpose? I think I would. I mean, if he was winging his schlong around the screen in like a circular motion, that may be...
He was helicoptering it a little
bit. Yeah, yeah. If he was helicoptering, yeah. then I think, okay, we have an issue here, right? I think I can call him directly and say, dude.
Well, again, to Tyrone's massive credit, he never let Tidy Whitey's get that far. He was like, I'm cutting the feed before any helicoptering occurs. So I don't want to see it. I don't
want
to like...
I want Tyrone to be the HR guy in my company. That's what I want.
Tyrone's pretty awesome, I just got to say. So you're saying don't fire Tidy Whities.
No.
You're saying let him plead his case or just bygones, bygones?
No, I think I might... Okay, if I was the head of HR, I'd email him afterwards and I'd go, yo, you know when you thought you took your trousers off and you thought the screen might have been turned off? It wasn't. Strike one.
Oh, smiley so you're face. Giving him the benefit of the doubt. You're giving him the benefit of the doubt.
I would,
okay.
Think.
Are you actually Tyrone?
Oh, man.
That is actually basically what happened. Here's the backstory for this. Apparently, Tidy Whities would normally join the meeting camera off and work out during the meeting.
Of course. I work out of my pants, actually. I work out of my smalls, as we call it in the UK.
Is this I didn't know that. Underwear. Yeah.
Yes, we call them smalls.
Smalls.
If you're at home, you work out in your smalls because then you get sweaty and then you throw your smalls in the wash and it's a lot less laundry. And who wants to do loads of laundry? Not me.
You know, here's me being like, I get into workout clothing, but okay. that's just me, I guess. Yeah, so ends up this guy was just, he was... Actually, because he's in America, he was also getting into his workout clothes. But he didn't realize that he had forgotten to turn off his camera. So he was stripping in front of the camera to get into his yoga pants. I don't know.
Or just do it in his little tidy whities. He was just
in his little pants. Tyrone interrupted his changing into clothing thing. And I'm sure he said, you know, next time put a post-it note over your camera, like everybody else.
Yeah. You know, so Tyrone is looking after his people. And you know what? There should be more HR guys like that, because I know loads that aren't.
That's true. Well, I just got to say to Tidy Whities, it's like, I cannot imagine ever stripping in front of any kind of camera apparatus that wasn't covered, even if I was like, oh, it's totally off. This is where the security stuff comes in. Like,
oh, I do it on purpose and pretend.
Really?
Hey, 2020.
You give him a little show. You're like, hey, hacker, if you can see me.
I'm kidding, no.
Well, over to you then. So what is your story? It's a strange scribbles.
Yes. Okay. So Laura and Nikki. Laura and Nikki are best friends, Maria. Do you have a best friend? Do you have someone that you'd say they're my best friend?
I mean, does my husband seems like such a cliche answer.
But I get that. My husband too. I know. Yeah, I always say he's my best friend. But you know, after that, I tier my friends. So there's like 000. That's like the core group, and then 00 is like core minus a bit, and then 0 that goes on 1, 2.
Do they know about this tiering system of yours?
The close ones do. Yeah. Sometimes they fall when we fight. I go, "You've just become a 1," and I hang up.
Oh.
Anyway, so these guys are 000 best friends, Laura and Nikki. And their husbands are also really good friends. And their husbands both are, you tell me, because there's like kind of weekend military thing, like, I don't know what it's called.
Probably National Guard.
Yes, National Guard. So like once a month they have to go away and do training or something like that.
That sounds like National Guard.
Okay, yeah. So that's that weekend. They're off on doing their training weekend. And they both live in the same neighborhood, hang out together whenever they can. And they're very different, the two girls, Laura and Nikki. Nikki is extremely the kind of, you know, practical, handy woman sort, right? So she builds all the stuff in her house, da-da-da-da-da. And she's self-taught, but, you know, she has a basement full of wood planks and boards and power tools and ratchet sets.
Sounds like my kind of person.
Exactly. Okay, and Laura knows this about Nikki, but she doesn't share the passion, right? She doesn't really know the language, but, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter. They're different. They love each other. Great.
What about Laura? What's her deal? She's not handy.
Laura is not handy. Laura is much more into baking.
Oh, well, see, those two go together really well. Exactly. So that makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
You're exhausted from building things and you just want cake. I'm totally a fan of this. Yeah, let's go for it. Yep.
So Nikki is really wanting to try her hand at building a chair. She wants to build her own chair. But she's not, like, you know, she kind of knows how to do it, but she has no idea about the finessing of how you actually go about doing that. How does one chair, right? So she next time her and Laura meet up in the park for a coffee, she's, you know, yakking to Laura about her building dilemmas. And Laura, normally, who kind of listens absentmindedly and looks at the trees and stuff, goes, okay, my husband just recently found this old DIY woodworking Bible, right? And and he's away. I'll lend it to you. Go for it. So Nikki gets the book, brings it home, makes herself a hot mug of tea, sits down to peruse this, like, Reader Digest woodworking Bible thing. You know, humongous. Fantastic.
Oh, handed down from Grandpa. Oh, yes. I know them well. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And she's, like, going through looking for chairs and stuff, and she sees a folded piece of paper inside the book. And she can see that there's handwriting on the inside.
Oh.
Okay, so question number one, Maria. Do you open the note?
Oh God, yes. That's tantalizing. Oh, hell yes, I do.
Okay, so guess what Nikki does too?
Oh, yeah.
And she recognizes Laura's husband's handwriting right away.
Oh, okay, yep.
But she doesn't recognize the other one because it's kind of scrawly and messy, like compared to, like, you know, Laura's handwriting. But she can totally see what it says.
Okay.
So in the scrawly, scrawly handwriting on this piece of paper, it says, "Hot Big Daddy."
That sounds... Okay, so that could be a food order for all we know. I mean, I'd like one Hot Big Daddy, please, with a side of milkshake. Okay.
And in...
Please don't think that one over.
In Laura Sunspin's perfect cursive writing, it says, "Oh, do you really think so?" And then it says, "Want to get dirty with me," in the scrawly, scrawly writing. And then in Laura's husband's handwriting, it says, "Yeah, because I totally love your naked butt." So Nikki is reading this and going, "Holy fuck."
Eh.
What do you do? You're Nikki.
Okay, so this is going to be heavily influenced by my personal experiences, but I come from a family where we never throw paper away, and we always use, like, the backsides of paper, even if there's stuff written on the other side, and it's, like, bizarre. So I totally could see, like, that's a note from middle school. That her husband was like, "You know what? I'm just going to fold it in half. It makes a good bookmark." Or, like, "I was reading this book when I was in middle school because it was my grandpa's, and I just put it in there, totally forgot." I mean, I have this story from my mom wrote on a piece of paper to lubricate a treadmill before using it. She wrote "lubricate well before using" on a piece of paper. And then on the other side, she wrote something about a cucumber. I don't know. And we found this cucumber in my parents' house with a note that said lubricate well before using. And to this day, it's like, well, probably should not have used that same piece of paper for the cucumber thing. My brain went to the lubricate well before
using. This is where you brought my brain. So I'm in university with my flatmate. And she's really into David Duchovny.
Okay.
Really into him.
Really a big X-Files fan?
Yeah, and he just happens to be the centerfold of Playgirl, which...
I remember when that happened! Okay.
I had no idea. Like, I liked him, but I didn't, you know... And she was like, we have to go get it. I'm too embarrassed. I can't do it. Da, da, da. And I'm like, oh, no big deal. Big I'll do it. Yeah. God, you're such a baby. You come with me. Wait outside. And you wait near the door. Like, and she literally does. She waits near the door. So I go get the magazine and I'm like, oh yeah, and we're going to have pita bread and we're going to have some tzatziki, literally, right? So I'm like, I'm going to make that. So I buy a cucumber and yogurt and pita bread and a Playgirl and then wait in a lineup of like 10 people.
Playgirl and a cucumber, what's wrong with you? It's going to be a sticky pickle. Hey-o! Oh my God.
Anyway, we digress. Hot Big Daddy is written, scrawled on the paper. And there's all this big flirtiness. You think it's old. You think it's from like years gone by.
Oh my God. Yeah. That sounds like a sarcastic thing that like
she
two friends totally write.
She totally recognizes the husband's handwriting. Right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if handwriting changes over like 10 years, 20 years. Maybe it doesn't. If you found something written by you 10 years ago, you wouldn't notice?
My handwriting hasn't changed that much.
No, maybe not. Maybe. Would you be able... I wonder if you can date handwriting and go, oh, yes.
I mean, my carpal tunnel's gotten worse, so my handwriting has gotten worse.
Yeah.
The older I've gotten, that's basically it. I don't know. I see something like that, especially if it's stuck in a book for woodworking, and I'm like, there's a story here, and I'm sure it's very absurd. I would not immediately go, oh, yeah, this is totally where he hides his illicit love notes. Because that doesn't even sound real.
Let's see what happens, right? So, she has a plan. So they meet up for the next scheduled walk, you know, walk in the park day, Nikki and Laura. She just decides she's going to hand the note over to Laura and let her deduce what she will of it. So basically, hands off, just give it to Laura.
Oh, she actually decides to tell Laura about this.
Not tell, just give it to her. Just say, hey, this was in the book. Just give her the note.
Oh, damn, I wouldn't have done that.
I don't think I would have either.
I think I would have just left it in the book and been like, doo, 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 doo.
Yeah. And she starts kind of wanting to freaking backtrack really quickly because Laura's opens a note and she looks like she's feeling like 1,000 emotions at once, right? Remember, these guys are friends forever, right?
Yeah.
There's this massive snort. There's tears. And Nikki's just going, oh my God, I don't think I've ever seen her react like this. Like she's actually fucking exploding in front of me. Mm. Like literally acting like a bit like a lunatic. And Nikki's now going, why the fuck did I do this in public? Like, why? Why am I in a park? Why are we holding a fucking latte in our hands
while I
hand her like her marriage, you know? And but Nikki starts laughing, like howling, laughing, like and Laura recognizes right away that proper, like serious howl. And she explains that she and her husband were fucking around and she was writing with her toes because she was showing off she could. Right. So and then he was writing back with his hand, but she was writing. They were kind of going back and forth. She with her toes, him with his hand. And he put the note.
Wow.
He put the note in a safe place where the kids wouldn't find it in a freaking old DIY book because he wanted to keep it.
She has enough dexterity with her toes that she actually could write legibly. That's where I'm stuck.
Well, actually, I can do that.
Really? Yeah.
And I learned it because there was a Sesame Street about a woman who had no arms and she had a child and she did everything. Like, literally, I remember her opening
practice,
the fridge, opening the fridge, shaking the milk out, doing everything. And I was just like, wow, what if I lose my arms? I don't know how to do anything with my feet. So I started training.
I know there are amazing artists who, like, paint with their feet and stuff. But, like, that takes a lot of practice.
I could write you a note if I were dying, for example, right? And I needed to leave you a note like, it was Kevin, right? Or something like that in the stone, in blood. I could do it with my feet.
Well, shit. I've learned something new about you today. Mine would be just like XXXX. Would not be.
I'd be like,
useful.
She loves me. Look at all the kisses.
Look at the kisses. XTTTXXXII. Yeah, it would not be very helpful. That was episode 2, season 2 of Sticky Pickles.
Have you found yourself in a sticky pickle? Tell us everything. We'll try and fix it for you. You can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. Anything else you can find on stickypickles.com. And if we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
Thanks for listening. See you all next week. And apologies. I think we need to send everybody some brain bleed for some of this. This podcast was hosted and produced by Carol Terrio and Maria Varmazes, inspired by the internet, embellished by us.